Can the voice come to the front together? Can you walk? And the same with the line with the girls. Can you come to the front? Come to the front. Come on, back to. Come, كده. وعايزين الافريكان جيفتس فين؟ يس جود. Is him the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. طيب. Do you have here in the, you have Bible in the laptop? If you read the verse or chapter from the Bible, is it there? طيب. And I want to speak something for you. Actually, I like it very much. Actually, I spoke about it many times. I like it. Because always it teaches me, how can I be that? Yani always young people like you ask me, devil always pushing us that we can hurt God. But if I want my life to be going in the proper direction to please God, what should I do? What God is expecting from me? What things like pillars I can make in my life that make my life pleasing to the Lord? How that can happen? And always I like very much, you know, Saint John always has a way, very strange way, to teach us one of the spiritual process in the Bible. And if they want to teach us any teaching in the Bible, always he makes something very strange. And I tell you that almost I have problem with Saint John. Why Saint John, who speaks about divinity of Christ, mentions only very little number of miracles? Guess it, how many miracles Saint John mentioned? عند واحد من الكروسس انتوا بتستنوا عليها وصفوا فايند ات هو الانسر. How many miracles mentioned in the Gospel of Saint John? Guess it, how many miracles? It should be the Gospel of Theology, it should be a lot of miracles. Guess it, how many miracles? Think كده. 20? 30? More or less? More or less? Who say more? More than 30. Who say less? For how less? How far less? Minus 5? From the 30? Minus 10? How many quote here? Huh? Like, not 3 miracles. Mention more. Shout out. He mentioned 7 miracles. Yes. طبعا مدي يشوف خلاص تاني. او يا سلام. So another one. Even as there is a third one. يلا تيك. There are 7 miracles. But even 7 miracles are very few. Sure. But why? Why he didn't mention a lot of miracles? If he is concerned. Yani I tell you something, I remember when I was young like you, at the time of my exams, I like very much that time to read the Gospel of St. Mark. Because St. Mark, that is a favorite gospel for me. Guess why? Because it's full of miracles. Every sentence in it, you can find the power of the Lord. Miracle. Everyone touched Jesus, get power. Everyone meet Jesus, get freedom. I feel I receive a lot of promises, so I go to exams and all my mind immerses about in the power of Jesus. So while I'm writing, always I'm remembering the power of Jesus. I feel power is coming to me. And the best gospel for me in the time of exams is the Gospel of St. Mark. What of miracles? Remind us about the power of Jesus. Jesus is strong, so strong. No one can defeat him. Nothing can defeat him. Sickness, demons, whatsoever. He can defeat everything. So I like that very much. if we come to the Gospel of St. John and find seven miracles. Why? It has a unique way. For this reason, we'll study this father. The unique way, always he mentioned a miracle, and after it, an application for the miracle. So nice. And always, I remember my problem of St. John, and I feel like interruption in the line of source, miracle. And along the speech, let me jump this speech. I got another miracle. But I feel it's not matching with each other. Because the speech is application for the miracle. Or the miracle makes the speech clear for us. The miracle was like a challenge, visible challenge. I see myself, and the speech show me where I am in the miracle. But today I will take with you
the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5.
This is one of the famous stories. Even it is one of the Gospels we mentioned in the time of the Great Lent, and always used by all the people who preach in the church. And I guess you hear it many times, 10 times, 20 times in your life, hearing preaching about the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, this miracle. It is a miracle of? What is this miracle?
Yes, chapter 8.
Cross the veil. The paralyzed man. Yes, the man who was paralyzed and he can't walk. And Jesus met him. Well, do you want to be healed? Well, actually, Jesus was like teasing him. Come be Jesus, كده ربنا. And you know, انت عايز تشفى؟ ما انا عايز اخش يا رب مثلا. تقول لي, do you want to be healed? أنا كنت أحب يبقى قدامكم التكست عشان I want to ask you إيه؟ ممكن فرنش؟ I don't have problem. All of you understand French, مش كده؟ فسيب فرنش. هو بس أنا اللي هبقى paralyzed بس مش مشكلة.
Put it كده in French. From verse 1 to verse 9. Yes. One to line كده. One can tell me, عايز واحد بقى, one verse mark. Tell me, what is the key verse? Which one is the key verse? Shot the only beautiful elephant from Africa. Who said sex? No. تقولوا كل الأعداد بعد كده تبوا بعدين. تقولوا 6, 7, 8. هم كلهم 9. Which verse? Which? بصوا دائما the key verse is a challenge. Where can I find the challenge? What Jesus want from me? What Jesus expected from this man? What you are here in the church tonight? What Jesus expected from you? I make it easy now. So which verse?
8.
Yeah, and very near, but not. Huh? 14, no, I'm saying from 1 to 10. Who said 9? Why 9? I give you the elephant, Africa, but why 9? Again, what's the meaning here? Kevin gave it to him, thank you, good boy. Why verse 9? Who answer I give him? Beautiful rhino of Africa. Why verse 9? No. What is Isaiah? And I'm saying, what's Isaiah? Why verse 9? Why we are here? Yes?
Of Jesus. How he could answer Jesus? Anyway, how many of you are convinced that this is a true answer or a true condition? How many? Do you believe that this man was honest? This one saying to confirm that to us that Jesus never commented upon it. As if the man was saying nonsense to Jesus. I would want to be healed. Jesus, I have a problem. I know people. I wanna can tell you, there's a lot of people in the church saying, Abuna, I promise, I want to be victorious, I want to see love of Jesus. No, Abuna, I promise. But what's the fault? I have a bad friend, or I have a bad habit, or I'm tempted by internet, whatsoever. If you put but, that means Jesus will never listen to you. He likes his weakness. So the first, Jesus asks him, you should discover your condition. Your condition, you like your sins. Okay, full stop. No comment. I believe that. But don't complain that you are sad. Or your life is such a mess. She expects that. You are blinded, yes. Second, Jesus said to him, but my will for you, to do what Jesus, my will for you, if you touch me, if you trust me, if you work with me, what would happen? What would happen? What would happen? To be healed? How many agree? To be healed? Jesus never cared about healing. Healing is very little. Because which Jesus gives, he gives an abundance. Not to be healed, but to live supernatural life. Not only to be walking that people will say, wow, how could he walk? Not like that. But to carry his belt. To show great power. This is the word of God for us. But the problem which we don't believe that Jesus, when he dreams, he is able to achieve the dreams. It's not the word. Should I know? You want that? Then go. If you want the life I want you, get up and carry your bed. And then could do it. But everyone was amazed. But here's the application. After that, Saint John asked us three major questions here. Kada buskida, to back in French translation. Buskida, from verse 20. The guy 23. From 20 to 23. The first question, application for the story. How to please God? What's the verse 23, Taban? I can't tell you in French, Taban. In French for me like the Russian or Chinese. You look at that? The first question. All those people ask me, Sayyidina, how can I please God? The first question Jesus is asking in 23. You want to please God? You want God to be happy? But how? Who can tell me? Again, I have gifts for you. There are some funny necklaces. We can have the reason to us. We can work in that. Can you release them? Anyone can release them to me? How does that happen? What's good? From 20 to 23. How can I please God? This is the first question. Who can ask him? Look at that. Read at that. How? From the words of Jesus. Yes, man. But how to honor the Son and the Father? Again, this is the question. How to please God? How to make God happy? How you know that your life is going in the proper way? It is application for the same story. Remember that. How does that happen? Yes, Stephen. Sure, good, but again, from the story here. And I need to hold me a verse from the Bible, from the text. Tell me, Jesus said the first question in verse 23, I want you to please God. How to please God? That was the first question. How to please God? Which verse answers this question here? تقول لي عادي بعيد قوي كده عمتكوا هنا لا ما بعدش I'm no more wild دلوقتي come here push this ساعدي مليان يسكر push this one ساعدي مليان كده وتعالى وضع thank you يلا first question بص كده how to please God انتوا تقدروا تقروا شايفين In verse 23, the first question, how to please God? Which verse from 2023? How to please God? Which is the key verse here? مين شاطر يقول which verse no طب بص كده I make it easier for you. Read كده verse 20. بص كده verse 20. How to please God? Which life is pleasing to God? What shape of life should I have so that I can please God? In verse 20. Me only. طب which is the key word? مش الفرش طبعا. مارفل شاطر قوي يا مايكل شاطر قوي يعني ايه مارفل هي واي مارفل شاطر قوي طبعا لك اتنين مش واحدة بقى يلا مارفل the key word is مارفل يعني ايه مارفل هي why should we مارفل يعني ايه my life should be مارفل يعني ايه مارفل هي what's the meaning here مش شاطر قوي ازيك يا حبيبي في حاجات من الصف كمان مارفل يعني ايه مش شاطر يقول لي why when my life مارفل pleasing to God why يس يا مريم الميكروفون بيشتغل في سنسو I can't hear anything can you hear it even Fascinated by Jesus. How does it happen? How does that happen? How are we fascinated with Jesus? How does that happen? Who can tell me? When that happen? How my life will be like pleasing to Jesus? Most of that? When Jesus did miracles in my life, when my life is so full of miracles of Jesus, that I live life excited with Jesus. يعني I saw people كده أثير الكلمة طيارين بجيسوس كده love Jesus very much. They can't live without Jesus. So no, طب why? You know, Satan is doing every day 100,000 miracles in my life. I can't live with him, without him. It's everything for me. You want a pleasing life? Let Jesus do miracles in your life. Like this man. But see that this man, what happened to this man after the miracle? The picture of this man can be under here. What this man was doing after this miracle? Following Jesus everywhere. And everywhere, everyone he meets speaks about Jesus. Why Jesus did a great miracle. First, you want to please Jesus, give him, trust him, let him to do miracles in your life. Be always excited about him. Believe me, the time I lose my excitement about Jesus, the time I stop doing miracles in my life, the prayer is dry, and I read Bible by force, and I pray liturgy while I'm half asleep. Well, what happened? I'm no more excited about him. Because there's no more doing miracles in my life. Like in the time miracle happened here, I'm tired. I want to speak to him all the time. I want to serve him all the time. I feel as if like I'm bare. I feel last full of time before here, I would like to be going up to Jesus all the time. So first, how to please Jesus? Two, how to please Jesus? I should hear. Let him to do miracles that will be always excited about him, thinking about him, loving him, remembering him. He's like my food and my drink. This is the first question. The second question, verse 31. Again, the same application for the story. The first question, when I find my condition, instead of being paralyzed in sin and crying and I want to come to comfort me, I'm carrying my bed. What is about the power of Jesus? This is the time I please him. Second question, verse 31. What is the second question here? What's the question? From one, لغاية 36 What is the key word? What's the word which is here repeated from 31 and 36? Which word is repeated all the time? Witness. Who is it that shouted, "Ali, come"? This is another cross. You want this cross? Peter bin Ashashun, the second question, how to witness about Jesus? If one asks you, who is your Jesus? What witness will say? The second question of Jesus. If we go to this paralyzed man and ask him, who is Jesus? What would be his answer? Will he say, I passed by me one named Mark, he spoke to me about Jesus, the Son of God? Do you think this man will do that? What witness will say about Jesus, this man, if we ask him? Yes, that witness will say about Jesus. He is Jesus who did a miracle in my life. Shatter Ali. This message was your teacher. Very good. Jesus is the one who did miracle in my life. Also, John says that about Jesus. He says, I will speak about Jesus. Are you disciple? No. Are you preacher? No. How can you speak about Jesus? Say, because I will tell you who Jesus is in my life. Jesus is asking the second question here. How to witness? He says, I don't want outer witness. I want to speak about my witness. Do you have witness testimony about Jesus or not? How many of you have witness about Jesus? How many? Honestly. How many of you have witness about Jesus? Do you have witness of very few of you? What's the word Solomon of any day or tomorrow? Do you have witness about Jesus or not? Can you say Jesus did miracle in my life? How many can say Jesus touched my life and changed it? How many of us can say that? How many say Jesus is the nearest friend for me? How many can say every problem I go to Jesus, he can solve it, can defeat it, and give me freedom? Do you have this witness or not? The first question, how to please Jesus to let him to do miracles in my life? Second question, I want to witness about my Jesus in my life. The third question here, what's together? From verse 41, verse 44. What is the question here? 41 to 44. What is the question here? Who can tell me? What is the question? First, how I can please God? To let him to do miracles, that I would be very much excited. He'd be always near me. Second, I can witness about my Jesus because he's working in my life. He's very near to me. My life is his handmade. Every beautiful thing in my life is coming from Jesus. It's a third question. What's the third question? How's the love of Jesus in me? I did a cross. What else? Shatter Ali. What else? What is the question here? Shatter Ali. Shatter Ali. I said, I'm trying to choose your whatsoever what you like. Shatter Ali. How to glorify the Lord in my life? Shatter Ali. Choose any gift from here, says. Whatever, what you like. How can... How can I glorify the Lord? How can I? People all the time ask me, Sayyidina, how can I glorify the Lord? How can my life be glorifying the Lord? بص كده Jesus answers here. How Jesus answers it? مين شايف اللي يقول here how to glorify the Lord? Who's the answer? From 41 to 44. Actually, Jesus is speaking about two things. What glory we like as a human being, which is not according to God. And what is the glory, how to glorify the Lord according to God? What's the difference? What's the difference? Which is the normal glory here? Which glory which is false, but we like it very much, according to the word of Jesus? Yes, that I like people to praise me. This is the vain glory. Every one of us wants his or her self-esteem to be high. كل واحد عايز الناس يقولوا this man is a blessed man. Yeah, he's a beautiful. كتير البنات يبقى عايزين حد to praise them or long. The beautiful girl. She loves that very much. This is the glory of others. Jesus says no, I don't want. Can you choose something? Whatsoever what you like, I choose. But what is the glory? What is the true glory? How to glorify the Lord in this part here? The question here. If I don't want that, my glory is not what people say to me. I don't like that. What the glory I need is the glory of God. But how to get the glory of God from this part? From verse 41 to 44. How to glorify the Lord in my life? Who can tell me? Is this part? Which one? Verse 42. What it says. How to glorify the Lord in my life? And verse 42. How does that happen? بس كده. Which is the true glory? Which is the glory which can satisfy my heart and satisfy the heart of God? Which one? According to 42. To live the love of the Lord, to be immersed in the love of God. People come speak anything. People like others to praise them and to find joy in that. But for me, what is my joy? Not what others say about me or even what I feel about myself, but the glory which fills me. The glory which fills the Lord is to be always receiving His love, to be living always in His love. Can you remember yesterday I was speaking to a group of you about keeping ourselves in the love of Christ? Keeping part of to make me strong, part to make me always victorious, that I'm immersed in the love of Christ. Again, let us ask the questions again. Here, the challenge for me, which type of life I need? Is a paralyzed life, a normal healed life, or a supernatural life? The supernatural life always has three big criteria. First, it is pleasing to God because God is working in my life always. Every day I submit to Him my life. I let Him to work. I trust Him. I go with Him in the journey of life, and I see His hand is working in my life. So every day is doing miracles. So my life is always excited about Him. Jesus is everything for me. The second criteria of the supernatural life that always I have witness about God who's working. If anyone asks me who is your Jesus, I don't read in the Bible. or I don't even ask Abuna, but I ask myself, I tell you, who is my Jesus? Jesus is a person or is God who passed my, was my life when I was down, when I was sinner, when I was like very bad, was when I was so guilty, and touched me and gave me freedom. I have witness in my life about him. Thirdly, which gave me joy, which gave me self-esteem, which gave me to be always up, not what people say about me, but when I always live in the love of Christ. Love of Christ is my glory. Love of Christ is nourishing me all the journey, all the time. So I'm always up and always happy. Any questions before we can take time to our prayer? Any questions? So which type of life you want after that? What do you think? Which type of life? Paralyzed? How many wants a paralyzed life? How many? How many is dreaming about healed life? Healed, not supernatural. Who wants a healed life? How many are dreaming about supernatural life, about the excited life, life of miracles? Thank you for that. But yani, let me sorry, I ask painful question. How many are living in this supernatural life? Easy to raise my hand. Easy, Mishka. But is it in my heart to witness about that or not? Can I say that Jesus has healed me, give me power even my life to be high, carrying others, carrying his name? He's so sweet in my life, so strong, so working, so touchable. Can I say that or not? But today is night of blessing. Can we stand up to close our eyes? Can we stand up to close our eyes, Kida? Can we take Kida time to be honest, Kida? Let us be honest. To ask ourselves, Kida, is that true? Can I find my life? Jesus, you are among us. You are watching the life of every one of us. We like, Lord, to be honest. Let your spirit, Lord, not only show us honesty, our condition, but show us you, Jesus, as a source of healing. That I will never accept an excuse to be paralyzed, to be sinner, to be weak, to keep any darkness inside me. But rather than that, your spirit carry me to you, Lord, where I can find my healing, to trust you, to open my heart to you, to stop hardening my heart, to stop hiding my sickness, my weakness. Can we go honestly to Jesus in an honest heart, asking him that he can touch us, that he can say a word enough to heal us, that all of us will be blessed, will be getting this supernatural life. Let us pray for that. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, all of us are so happy this night. This night is a great night. This night of revelation of the great life of Saint Mary. While all of us, Lord, coming to see her shining life, we are looking, Jesus said, we can get the same life. Supernatural life. Give that to us, Lord. Can you touch us, please? Can you hear us, please? Lord, we are here because you are here, source of touch, the healing. Because you want, Lord, you are crying in our hearts to teach us how to please you. How to allow you, Lord, to let you, Lord, to work in our life through miracles. That our life will be blessed. That our life will be blessed. That we'll find you, Jesus, as the hope of glory. That we'll have a witness about your power, your miracle. That your love will be the source of our happiness, Jesus. Our image, Lord, our identity is coming from your love. Lord, please touch every one of us. Say this word of not only healing, but the word of supernatural life, so that our life will be always a shining life like the life of Saint Mary. We can keep you inside us, always remembering that you are source of power, source of victory. Thank you for my fathers, my brothers and sisters, who give me this blessing to be among them today, Lord. We pray that in holy name, with the blessings of Mother Virgin Mary, Saint Mark, Saint Marina, all the saints, hear us pray to you, our Father who art in heaven.